Oh, we could get deep.
I got
here.
Mine. Go ahead. I would ask, when should I shave my head?
Oh, that's good.
Now?
Whoa, what?
When'd you shave yours? When did you shave yours?
Come on, Chris.
Probably when I was early 30s.
Oh, so close.
Oh, you got time.
Well, I mean, we don't have to
say. Yeah, if you got that nice looking beard. Listen,
yeah, can we see your hair real quick?
Cool. I don't think. Yeah, see,
see, that looks good.
I think you can hang on to that for right a while. But I think
how bad? Let's see the hairline.
See, it's going to be a comb over soon. It's
can we see the hairline?
Yeah, no, not on camera.
We'll have to burn the tape.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed the shows in the past, but we're testing a new format that we hope piques your interest and hopefully gives you a better idea of what we're going to be discussing each week. From now on, at the beginning of each show, each person is going to be rolling a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for the week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch between various topics or questions that can be found either on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they brought in for the week's show. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com, or you can DM us on social media. Now, let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to the Pine Room Podcast, episode 109.
Wow,
he's
cool.
Good at that.
Thanks.
His first moderating job.
I'm a little nervous, a little excited.
You'd be a great host of the podcast.
You think so?
Yeah, you do a really good
I don't know.
Job.
You don't need to be nervous.
I'm scared. I don't want to disappoint you guys.
Do you get nervous around girls?
I get nervous around everybody.
Did you get nervous taking tests?
No, because I knew going into a test I was going to cheat.
Because you would cheat.
So, like, you can't fail if you cheat.
Yeah.
Job, would you cheat on your tests?
No, I was too afraid. I know I might do a little sheet peek, little peek.
I'd cheat,
but like I never like I didn't go. I didn't like write it on my hand.
I don't cheat on girls, but I would cheat on a test any day of the week.
Did you cheat on your ACT?
Well, you know, and Joe,
yeah, 100%.
You know, like you never went in. Well, if you were too afraid, but I mean, I never went into a test thinking, well, the only way I can pass is if I cheat.
Facts.
Cool. So were there times that you went into a test and you thought the only way I pass this test is if I cheat?
Yes. I would say.
Did you pass?
Did you ever study for a test?
I've studied one time, and it was for
one time in 18 years of school.
Yes, like a real study, like sit down and because I was smart enough to get at least a C on every
you're
test.
Really smart.
But to cheat, just to make sure I get a B or an A. You know,
that's horrible, dude.
It is bad, and I'm not proud of you guys.
I cheated, and I've apologized for that. But I've studied for a decent bit. It's so much easier. You're not stressed out when you study for a test.
I was never stressed out. That's why I didn't. I never had
so
to study.
So you didn't care.
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, if you're not stressing, you don't care.
But my thing was, I never felt like I was challenged enough. So I knew I could get
so
by.
So you're telling me there'd be some times where you'd go into final exams, you didn't look at a single thing.
Yeah, almost probably all of it. Yeah.
Wow.
That is phenomenal. What do you mean? Like, you didn't look at anything, though?
No, I mean, other than what I learned in class.
Did you get caught ever cheating?
I almost got caught once.
And it was a phenomenal. I don't know whether we should say.
I don't know. Can I get in trouble for it?
What's the statute of limitations?
No, there's no way you can get in trouble now.
You're going to take my degree away?
You don't have to say what school you're at. Just say what happened.
Okay, well, one of the schools I was at, we don't know which one.
One of the institutions.
Might have been elementary for all we know.
Yeah, okay.
Down in Raleigh County.
But
this story is unbelievable.
The teacher gave us an answer sheet the day before, and I still didn't study. And it was me and another friend. I won't mention who it was.
Wait, I didn't know the answers.
Yeah, I didn't know. Just a long story.
Wait a second, but they gave you the answer sheet.
Yeah.
So you had the answers.
Yes.
All you had to do is remember the answers.
Well, and it was in the same order and everything. And
that's top five laziest.
Yeah, it's not lazy. I just didn't
care.
I don't consider myself lazy.
Finish the story.
So we had this genius idea. We had AirPod. So me and my other buddy were both gonna wear one AirPod each, and somebody we were gonna FaceTime call, kind of how we do for the meetings for the Pine Room. And the guy at home would have the answer sheet, so he'd have just like a paper like this, and he would go through and read all of it. So he'd go, number one is A. Number two is B.
I think, if I'm not wrong, I think I mentioned this
you
to
did.
Say because I said it was like SpongeBob when
you
he was
cheating.
You might
have to bleep that out, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
But yeah, you did. And so what happened is the teacher actually called us out into the room, in the hallway. He's like, hey, just want to let you guys know that you don't need to take this test. You missed the last class. But while he was doing that, I took my AirPod out so I could hear him better. But what I didn't realize is when you do that, the voice of people you're talking to will play out loud on your phone. So all you could hear playing out of my phone was, number one is A, number two is C, and I was like, oh, shit. And he's like, well, what is that? And I was like, it was just music playing. But yeah. I didn't get caught. And I ended up taking a test, and I got an A.
Wow. Well, but yeah, I always got great satisfaction when you studied for a test. It was actually
me too,
kind of
Chris.
Challenging.
It was so nice.
And then you finish that test in 45 minutes, an hour, and then you're done. And
I kind of feel bad now for cheating.
And you feel like, damn it, I did well. And then you get the grade, and it was something you expected, an A. And I mean, it was a sense of pride. I felt
the worst
about
is I've cheated and failed before, which is horrible.
When you took test, when you got done, a majority of the time were you like, I did good on that, or were you a pessimist where you were, this is not going to end well?
Probably more pessimistic. I mean, I can't remember. I can't go back that far. I forget. But, I mean, I probably studied more for the subjects that I liked.
Yeah.
And the report. But, you know, it always would get me mad, and I really had no right to be mad. But you would talk to somebody after the test. Say it's a hard test. And usually one of those smart girls or someone that you know, how'd you do? Oh, man, I bombed it. That test was so hard.
Yeah, and they got 112.
Right. And fuck, I got like a 71. Yeah. And I thought, I said, wait a minute. You said you did bad. Well, I thought I did. But
I was like damn.
We both did
bad.
And I'd be like pissed.
Yeah, cool. Did you ever be mad when somebody you cheated off of did bad?
If you saw me ask somebody, how'd you do, it's because I was looking at their paper the entire time.
So you can blame that person. You
fucking failed us.
I can honestly say, like, when you get into grad school, you can't cheat. Like, it's all your own opinions, like, everything. So you can't cheat in grad school. In high school, there was a time where I didn't study for a test. Science, biology exam, right? Mm. Horrible. I'm horrible at it. Too lazy to study. It's 100% on me. Smart girl sitting right in front of me, right? So I like moved my desk over to the right a little bit so we could work together, right?
Work together.
That's probably not the correct term.
Did she know you were working together?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm like pumped up. Like I probably was in the winter. Who knows what happened? Mm. Anyway, I get the test back. It said like 62 out of 100. I completely failed it, right? Mm. So I was looking the whole time and I look at hers. I think she did worse than I did.
That's awesome.
Which I don't even know how that is possible
for
that to happen. But sorry to the teacher that I
didn't. Well, you know, the other thing that used to make me mad again for no reason, I had no right to be mad. If you sat next to somebody, either side, that was really smart and you knew that they were going to get a good grade, then I'd get pissed if they didn't let me cheat.
Yeah, no.
Like, well, that's just bullshit.
You know who would do that? It covered up fucking paper.
They cover up. They put the
Nick
Nardone.
He would piss me off so bad. I'd be sitting next to him. I'm like, come on, dude. Let me see the fucking. And he's like, just. I studied last night.
Think about it. Look, that person probably studied their ass off. I didn't do a damn thing. I was lazy. But I'm mad at them.
Wait, Nick would cover.
Oh, I was fucking pissed.
Nick would cover.
Oh, he'd cover up the whole paper. He's like, you're cheating off my. I'm like, fuck you. I'm gonna fail this class now.
Hey, and well, Chris, I used to get really mad because I took tests slow and I would work on each problem. I would take time to work through each, and I would get pissed when I knew a smart, which I shouldn't be mad, like you said, when a smart girl or a smart guy would finish their test real fast and then get up and turn it in. And they would sit down and have nothing to do the rest of that. I'd be so pissed.
You got like 19 questions.
And I'm not even close.
Or your brother a better student?
Well, we both in respective categories. Like, I was way better at English and history and science, and he was way better at like math, chemistry, and like calculus. Whereas we're totally opposite. So like when it came to that kind of stuff, I was way better with that.
I feel like Jarrett breezed through business school. Like, or I mean, you lived with him, so was he out up studying late at night? Because I mean,
he never studied.
Yeah, see, that's unbelievable. Really impressive.
Well, and we were lucky enough, lucky or unlucky, depending on how you look at it. For COVID, when we were in class, online class, I mean, my professors are great, and I love my professors, and they taught me a lot of good stuff, and I really probably am much better off as a human being just going through their classes. But some of those classes, I literally would just sit and watch, like, TV shows while the class is going on. While the class is going on.
I mean, I was in that library. You can ask the other guys on the baseball team. I was in that library probably 2 to 3 hours a day.
Through COVID?
Oh, when we got back from COVID, the last 2 years of undergrad into grad school, I was in that library every day. I just didn't have it like you guys. A lot of you guys just didn't have to study. I was in there with like trying to memorize stuff so I could.
Granted, my GPA probably be way higher if I studied. Yeah. I think I graduated with like a 3.351, 3.6.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I also had coach at a baseball racquetball class. And I'm getting all academic team.
Wow. How do you study for racquetball?
Said, wow.
Yeah, that's Jesus. What I'm saying. So I got that's why I couldn't get bring myself to study.
How do you? What'd you?
Well, no, those classes, like coaching a baseball, I won't say who taught it, but I had to send one email and I got an A.
That's unbelievable.
It was awesome.
Anyway, long intro there, but again, we're starting a new format here on the show. If you want to check out, if you're just listening to this, check out the YouTube video because we got kind of like an old ESPN Sports Center type scroll at the top. It'll show you all the different topics that we're going to be talking about. I don't know where it'll be on this one because we're in a different format camera work, so it might be below. But you can check that out to keep you up to date on what we're going to be talking about. And if you want to skip through stuff you don't want to listen to, skip through stuff you don't want to listen
forward.
To. Fast forward, you're going to have that ability. And today, Cooley is our moderator. So, Cooley, what is our first topic?
I think this would be a quick, funny one. Is what is your favorite word and why?
Chris, I think I know this answer for you now. It depends.
Is it a PG-13?
Oh, no.
It's up for him to decide. It's up for the moderator.
You're rated R?
It's up to you. Well, mine's definitely rated R. Mine's fuck.
I agree.
I think it just fits in. Any sentence, you could throw it in anywhere.
Well, my favorite phrase is, what the fuck? Yeah.
I agree. I think it's such a, you can put it in anything. Yeah. In anything.
That's a phrase, though. That's not a...
The word itself,
what are you going to say? My favorite word is the.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love the word like.
Light. Color. No.
No, it's got to be fuck.
I think it's the best word in the English language.
Well, I'd say probably all that's our most used word.
Yeah. Because it can be all forms of speech. It can be an adjective.
Yeah.
That thing is fucking dumb.
Fuckhead. You can put it in front of anything.
It can be a verb.
Yeah.
He fucked that up. Yep. It can be a
noun.
It can be a noun. He's a dumb fuck. I like the fact that also we could keep saying this. I think we should do this one time, and I thought about this before. If we tried to break the record for how many times it's been said in the podcast.
Ooh, do you know what the record is?
I don't know, but
I bet we could easily
break it.
You think it's more or less than 200?
How would you even know that you can't go Guinness, back and listen to 100?
No, but but Guinness would be
We'd have to look up Guinness, but you could just literally every sentence we could add.
I have mine though, Jub. I got a Swiss Army.
And the funny thing is though, have you ever noticed like the more you say a word, the more it doesn't have meaning. Like the more.
I think we could do it, but would it get old and boring? Like if I just talking to you. Job, I saw you fucking driving in your fucking truck. You pulled out of the fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
And you went to the fucking Chinese restaurant. What the fuck did you get? Like,
see, you could do that, but at some point in time, people, it wouldn't mean anything.
No.
If you drop it in a podcast where we honestly are pretty tame as far as our language goes, but like if you drop that, just in the middle of our regular podcast, people go, wow.
Damn.
But if you just said it over and over and over again, by the end, it doesn't mean anything. It's like South Park when they broke the record for how many times shit had been said on TV. And they had a counter. They had a tally in the corner.
What was it? How much?
I think it was up in the 200s.
I
can't find anything about in a singular podcast. We should get a hold of Guinness and try to break
it. What's your favorite one?
There.
Are you Which serious? One?
Exactly.
But is that why?
How is it? Why? Okay. And exactly. Why is it your
favorite? There, and they are.
Yeah, but how many people get that spelled?
Oh, that's why it's my favorite.
Why is it your favorite?
Like their team.
Are you like how it's there, versatile? Like,
are like where? Like, you know what I mean? There.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Are we going there?
T-H-E-I-R.
Is
T-H-E-R-E. And then
they are.
So you could
they
say
they are leaving for the movie.
They're going there to get their clothes, and that'd be all three.
There
they are going.
They are
there,
going there
T-H-E-R-E,
to get their clothes. Correct.
To get their T-H-E-I-R.
Yeah, you.
Their clothes.
And I'm very good with that too. That's one thing I'm proud of. Being
I would
able
like to
spell,
take an ACT soon to see if I would do
too.
Better now.
But another one that just chaps my
two
head
and two
is no your
your. I was gonna
your,
say that
like.
Y-O-U-R-E.
Yeah, I struggle with my twos, though.
Me too.
It's like T-O-T-O.
But it's...
Well, twos are, two with two O's is what...
Like, it's like also. Or
at least I'll never spell T-W. I would never...
T-W-O?
Yeah, if people that do that...
Explain that again. He's like, he's too strong.
Two is also can be like, you're excessive in an amount. So like... He was talking too much. Yeah. Is T O O.
That's not he. Shut the fuck up. Also, is not used correctly there. It's excessive. That's a good way to put
it. So, but it also can be like a common, like a addition. So he was there too.
Is there like, a word that you guys?
Oh
just,
yeah, right. That's a good way
that
to
you can't spell. Like, you know how we have guaranteed. Autocorrect on our phones.
Guarantee
is a bad. Mine's maintenance. I cannot spell maintenance correctly.
I always say maintain.
Maintain.
Ence.
Yeah,
I always get confused with conscious.
Conscious is tough.
That's like C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S.
Yes.
Or conscience.
Conscience is
that's
tough.
Like conscience, isn't it?
Conscience. I always think of it every time. Beautiful. I always beautiful. B-E-A-utiful.
Beautiful. Job. I'm trying to spell maintenance right now on my phone, and I can't.
There's no A in this.
Maintain. I N
main. It's like maintenance.
Main. Spell it.
M A I N T.
Wait.
A N.
No, John.
No.
Is it maintain?
M A I N T E N A N C E. That is so hard to
that
spell.
That is a fucking hard word to spell. Yeah, you're right.
Maintenance.
That's a good word. He just used it.
And you know, and another one that I get confused on. Is occasion. Is occasion with two
that's
S's?
That's easy. O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N.
I think it's one S, I think.
We can't spell
I got it. O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N.
Occasion.
Only one S?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should do a Pine Room spelling
bee. I wish we would do that.
I think it'd be Matt versus Jump in the final.
Do you think autocorrect is kind of like screwed us up in that aspect?
All right, let's do
it. But I think it'd be fun.
Let's do this.
If we didn't have to do it on a podcast, we could talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
If we somehow got like, just say like a 50... question some type of test.
All right,
where we didn't cheat and then just review our results.
Supposed to mean, Chris?
All right, we're gonna go down the list here. I'm gonna start
to
Cooley.
Is it 1v1v1?
This is a fifth grade spelling bee.
So
a
it's
list
Cooley
of fifth grade
versus
spelling
me versus
bee.
Chris.
Cooley, we'll do three. We'll go down the line and then back.
Okay,
we'll do it. What's that called? A snake graph?
Yeah,
snake graph. All right. Cooley's first word.
He's out. He's out.
Camouflage.
C A M O F L A U G E.
Oh, I thought you had it right.
What did I spell wrong?
C A M O U F L A G E.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that one.
Good thing Jump said that because I wouldn't have got that right. And I would have had to have spelled it.
No way.
So, Jump, if I don't get my word right, he's still
actually
in.
I'm an idiot. Yeah, I knew that. I've seen camouflage
wait a
spelled
minute.
Way too much.
So,
camouflage.
Yeah, it's C A M.
Yeah, you don't want to see.
Spell again?
C A M O. U F L A G E.
He's right. That is all right.
But that U doesn't. It's a silent U.
It's like I was just sounding it out, and I completely forgot.
It's really. Whoever made the words a dick.
Yeah. Put him in the ring with Andre the Giant.
F L A G E.
Oh my god.
I would. You know what? I'm going to defend my friend.
Can I get a redo?
Because I would have got it wrong too. I would not
give a redo. That's not fair.
Come on. Yeah. You tricked
me. You tricked me, bastard. How'd he trick you?
He set me up for failure.
Right.
That is a hard word.
I couldn't cheat.
He's the second word on the list.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Cools. Melancholy.
Never mind. Go ahead, Sue. Actually, M-E-L-A-N-C-O-O-C-H-N-Y.
Wait, say it. No, wait, what?
Melancholy. M-E-L-A-C-H... I don't fucking know.
So don't go. M-E-L-A-N-C-H.
Quit yelling, but you're making me nervous.
Huh?
O N.
Why are you saying
O L O L Y? Is that what it is?
Dude, all right, go
no,
do it again.
So no N.
No, do it again.
M-E-L-A-C-H.
You missed a letter.
I don't fucking know.
M-E-L-A-N-C-H-O-L-Y.
That's what I said, but I threw out the end. I took the
end
out.
So it's M-E-L-A-N-C-H-O-L-Y?
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
What are you fucking laughing at?
Well, no, I'm bad.
You better be good at spelling.
No, I'm not.
Soup, your word.
He's going to give you a hard one, dude. This
he's fucking soup.
Give him something hard.
Onomatopoeia.
Oh, fuck that.
Are you serious?
Onomatopoeia.
Give me the first letter.
All right, I'll give you another one. Monotonous.
M-O-N-T-E-N-E-O-U-S.
Say it again.
M-O-N-T-E-N-E-O-U-S.
No, you don't say no.
Is there?
Wait, go to Chris, because if Chris gets this one right, he wins. Because Cooley and I both got
wrong. Wait, I'm up to two.
No, give him
monotonous.
Monotonous.
Good lord, these are fifth grade words.
M O N O T N O U S.
M O N O T O N O U S.
All right, go back.
Did I miss an O?
You missed an O, yeah.
But there's not an E in there. You said an E.
No E.
Go back to Cooley.
So we're back to Cooley.
0 for 3.
All right, one more round here.
Yeah.
Back down to Cooley.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody's going
to Cooley, your word is sufficient.
Sufficient?
Yeah, you can ask me to use it in a sentence if you want.
Can you please use that in a sentence?
Or an origin, too. Remember that? spelling bees.
While I do not know the origin, sufficient. His work ethic during the event was sufficient.
That literally sounded
S-U-F-F-I-C-E-N-T.
Ding!
Boom!
You did it. S-U-F-F-I-C-I-E-N-T.
Okay, yeah, he's right. All right.
Brian, your word is voracious.
Job, that's not even a word. Voracious?
He sounds like a little kid.
I don't know how to spell it, but I've never even heard of that.
Voracious, used in a sentence.
Go ahead.
Wanting or devouring great quantities of food.
That's not going to help you spell it.
Are you serious?
Brian had a voracious appetite.
Yes.
Ver or vor?
Voracious.
V-O-R-A-C-I-O-U-S.
Ding. Yeah, good job.
I've never even heard of
that. The fucking pressure's really on because you got Chris. One right to, you got sufficient voracious.
We need Chris to fuck up here.
Chris, word. Your word is.
We're running up the fuck count today.
Ooh. Unanimous.
Easy.
Oh, he's got that.
See, now they're afraid.
Yeah, we got to get in his head a little bit. No way Chris messes us up.
No way. This is too easy.
A-N.
Put this ball on a T.
I-M-O-U-S.
M-I-O-U-S.
Wait.
Don't.
U-N-A.
I know how to fucking spell, too. Fuck.
Even you're not autocorrect.
Did you say M-O-U-S?
Yeah.
Correct.
Ding.
Yeah.
M-O-U-S. It is U-N-A-N-I-M-O-U-S.
Oh, yeah. He is right.
Hey, cool. Are we allowed to write stuff down? I think that needs to
be. No, he said it before.
I
think
that might be a little form of cheating.
All right, let's go back.
Put your pen
back. Until someone gets it wrong.
I'm done finding it in here.
Cools, your word is...
He's done, Job. Kick him out.
Shut up.
Your word is... Let me find a good one for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Try your best over there.
Are you a good speller normally?
No, I'm not good at anything.
There's actually like a dedicated list for this for fifth grade questions. Fifth grade. Yeah.
I don't believe these are fifth grade words.
There are some that are very easy. Your question is your word is gesture.
Gesture?
Gesture. He made an illicit gesture.
Oh, I love that. G-E-S-T-U-R-E.
G-E-S-T-U-R-E?
Yeah.
Ding, correct.
Yeah, nice get job. The fuck out of here, Sue.
What? I didn't spell that.
Sue.
Chris said.
Well, after you get, I was going to ask a question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Give us an example of an easy one. We're not going to spell it. Just like when
mustard.
Okay.
That's a fifth grade one for sure.
That's like a
Sue,
word.
Your word is besieged.
That ain't a word either, John. Are you serious? Besieged what?
No, besieged.
Like taking something over?
Besieged, yeah, I'll give you the definition here.
Besieged. I before E, except after C.
Besieged, surrounded by an armed force aiming to capture it or force surrender.
Besieged. B-E.
Mm-hmm.
I before E, except after C. B-E. C-E-I-G-E-D. How?
B-E-S-I-E-G-E-D. Besieged.
Oh, it's I before... Wait, what is that again? I before E.
I before E, except after C.
Okay, so SI.
All right, Chris, last one, and then we'll move on to our next topic here. Chris, your word is discernible.
Here's a hard job.
I can get that one.
D-I-S-C-E-R-N.
Oh, you got
A-B-L-E?
This.
A-B-L-E?
Wait, D-I-S. Wait, E-B-L-E? Discernible?
Wait, don't spell it out. If Cooley spells it out, he wins.
All right, discernible. D-I-S-C-E-R-N-A-B-L-E.
Yeah, that's what I get.
It is D-I-S-C-E-R-N-I-B-L-E.
There's a fucking I in that. There's no way.
It's I-B-L-E.
I-B-L-E. Give me one, Sue.
Fuck.
Okay. Circuitous.
Circuitous?
You mean use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Okay. It's my favorite word.
I thought
circuitous. I want to give him one, too.
Having a circular or winding course, not being forthright or direct in language or action. They took the circuitous route to the mall.
C-I-R-C-U-O-T-O-U-S.
Why'd you put an O in there?
Circuitous.
Oh, shoot. Should I play
circuitous.
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 C-I-R-C-U-I-T-O-U-S.
Uit. I thought it was Uit.
Last one.
Uit. All right, go.
Sophisticated.
Oh, S-O-P-H-I-S-C-A-T-E-D.
Yep.
Chris?
You'll get this one, but I just see it. Mischievous.
M-I-S-C-H-E-I-V-O-U-S.
No, I think you got it wrong, because my thought was... I think it was I-E.
I-E?
Yeah.
You're an idiot, just like us.
Okay, we got to do it real... We got to do it.
I think we're idiots.
I think we're just
not as smart. That's all.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it was C-H-I-E.
Yeah. I before you can accept ever C. Ryan.
What just buzzed on your watch? Just to say it's 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Or that or somebody text me.
All right.
Let's reach into my book of questions here.
That was awesome.
All right. If you could ask your future self one thing, what would it be?
Ooh.
My future self?
Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Why did I fuck off so much when I was younger?
You serious?
Fuck yeah.
It was that you messed around that much?
Okay.
Or why did I take things more serious or seriously?
Wait, if you could ask your future self, though.
Oh, future?
Right?
Yeah,
is that future the question? Self. Well, I guess you could still ask that.
You could still ask that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good question. Wait, what would
my future
you ask?
Self?
Oh, I guess you would ask something like what's...
Like, who won the 2025 World
Series?
Yeah,
what's am I married with kids?
Yeah,
like that kind of.
I mean, I wouldn't.
But that's a great question to ask.
Or your younger self.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you ask that? What Chris just said.
Or what if you said, like,
because if you don't know now, he's not gonna. His future self ain't gonna know.
Would you want to ask like, how long am I gonna live?
I don't think because well,
but they'd still be alive though.
Yeah. So then you would know. So I'd probably ask. Oh, we could get deep
I got
here.
Mine.
Go ahead.
I would ask, when should I shave my head?
Oh, that's good.
Now?
Whoa, what?
When'd you shave yours? When did you shave yours?
Come on, Chris.
Probably when I was early 30s.
Oh, so close.
Oh, you got time.
Well, I mean, we don't have to
shave your head. Yeah, you got that nice looking beard.
Listen, can we see your hair real quick?
Cool. I don't think... Yeah, see,
that looks good.
I think you can hang on to that for a while. But
let's see the hairline.
See, it's going to be a comb over soon.
Can we see the hairline?
Yeah, not on camera.
We'll have to burn the tape.
Yeah.
No, I don't think... I think you will be okay bald.
So
I think so, too.
Got this to offset.
Yeah, because I would grow this a little... I'd grow that a little thicker, edge it up, and then you bald.
This dick has been in a while.
I think
you have girls all over you.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Not that you already don't.
Because I think that's a... I think now bald is a look.
It's the move.
I think it's a look.
I think Chris kills it.
Well, yeah.
You guys are never... But you guys aren't going to be bald for a long time.
You know, Chris, you've been real mean to me today.
Yeah, no,
you know, really, you've been such a bully to me. Can you spell bully?
B-U-L-Y.
No, you will look good bald.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, you will. I
would just like to ask the future self, like, hey, because I don't want to be that guy that takes it too far. You know?
See, but I think you, Chris, I think you were destined to be bald. Like, I think you wouldn't know any other way. Like, if you had some comb over, like, that was all, like a crew cut,
yeah.
I don't think you'd be Chris to me. Like, as much as you, like,
yeah, he'd be like a Steve.
Yeah, you'd be.
You're telling me Steve, if you look at Chris right now and you see him, imagine him with hair.
He would work in finance.
Steve. Yeah, right. Steve. But like, Soup, I couldn't see you bald because you have, and maybe that's just because I've always known you the you know, the way that you are now. But I don't know. I think
so. You can see me bald.
I can see you bald.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, now you got a good beard.
Well, because like, and you wear hats all the time, so you
I wear hats all the time because I don't have any fucking hair left.
When did you start
you
to not have hair?
Ton of hair left.
My hairline since birth has always been like.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You the hairline. I've had hair, but that's why I've always had.
Oh. So as soon as he was born.
I was born. Yeah.
But he's gonna be.
So the doctor just went. Fuck.
Got bad news. Good luck. He's healthy, but he's gonna be bald.
He's a bald ass baby.
Yeah.
It's kind of an honor to be bald.
I guess.
Listen, once you do it, I mean,
I can't wait for that feeling to where I can just fucking shave it. But
Chris,
like right now, I feel like I
still have
too
much. Your head.
Well, I usually do it every second or third day.
You don't have to pay to get haircuts anymore.
No,
Chris. And how quick is it when you get out of the shower?
One swipe with the towel. Boom.
Wait. You can shave your whole head with one thing.
No, I'm talking out of the shower when he dries off. How quick is it?
How long does it take you to shave your head with a razor? A
couple minutes.
Do you use a Bic or do you use a...
I used to do that Dollar Shave Club.
Oh, yeah.
They
nice.
Had really good razors and then they fucking started sending real cheap ones and they didn't work as well. So I said, fuck it. So I still got about 14 cartridges left from the original, the good ones. and the ones are gone. Well, there's I keep getting these ads for this thing called Groomy. And just like a five-head electric shaver, and it shaves your head. I haven't got it yet, but it's only like $30.
If you let your hair go, what do you have left? Like what would grow?
Like just on the sides? It's not going
like
to grow up top.
Like a Ben Frank, like a
horseshoe?
No, like it'd be
nothing up top?
Well, I don't know. Back in the day, it was real curly, but now it just might grow straight down on either side.
Yeah. Like Ben Franklin. Yeah.
Ben Franklin. Like
that's a skull.
Well, that's what my dad has.
Is that what
that is? Skull it. You just get just skull and then mullet. Like,
I've never heard of that.
A skull it. Yeah. Chris would have a skull.
Yeah, I'd probably have a skull it.
Can you remember the day you went bald?
You know, when I first shaved it?
Yeah.
Kind of, and I go back and then I always think, oh my God, what are people going to say when they see me for the first time with a shaved head? But it trust me, Coolsy, you get used to it.
I'm sure it's probably it's way worth the trouble that it would be to just maintain.
And nobody made fun of
it. I bet the relief is great.
Yeah.
It's probably
I want to shave
like,
my head on the podcast.
For the first time.
100%. When I do it, it's on the podcast.
Yep,
that'll be awesome.
100%. Well, if it's still
who, are you doing it or is somebody else doing it?
No, I want one of you guys.
We could
to
all
do, it.
Do
yeah.
one
what
swipe.
What if we get a hair salon to sponsor the episode?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
There we go.
That's a good idea.
Either that or I'm flying to Turkey and getting a hair transplant.
Can we get it by the end of the year?
Why do you got to go to Turkey to get a hair transplant?
Oh, they got cheap transplants over there. Me and Oz might go.
To do what?
I'm going to get a hair
don't
transplant.
Get a
no,
transplant.
No,
don't get
no,
a transplant.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No.
Because then, Cools, I think it would be even worse if all of a sudden Cooley comes out and he's got a full head of hair that's
yeah,
like
that would be stupid.
All styled.
What if I just got like
it's
a
fake.
Super
just
cool
be your
buzz
natural
cut?
Self.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not going to actually get it.
Like, for I mean, Coach Arnone, when I knew him as a kid, he had his toupee, like his hairpiece. And that's all I knew him as. And I thought, oh, man, he just has really good hair.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes, then I learned he was bald, and then he shaved his head. And to me, he was meant to be bald.
Yeah,
he looks good bald.
Look. Does Nick have a good hairline?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I think Nick might be bald.
No comment.
I think Nick could
what, you
be bald.
What? What do you think?
I don't really see Nick's hair, though.
Got
why,
a little bit of a receding hairline.
No comment.
But I don't want to. Talk
no,
down on
I'm
somebody else's hairline that can't. We talk a lot about Nick without him being here to defend himself.
What's he defending? I'm not.
Well, I'm just.
I think Nick has great hair.
I don't stare at it. Well,
he used to have good hair.
He used to have a huge head.
It's not
hair.
A bad look. I'm just saying it's just for seeing like
remember
any other male.
His dad, like at what age he would have been when he started to thin out, and at what age he was when he got the hair thing done. So I can't remember that. Probably in he probably had that.
I might get a toupee for fun.
That'd be
one time.
That'd be
oh,
great.
Yeah.
That'd
like
be
when
great.
I go bald, just the next day, go get like a head full of
like
hair.
A big style.
Yeah, like an afro.
Are
or
toupees a wig?
Yeah. There's a couple of different versions. Like you can get plugs and they plug little pieces of hair into your head, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
I think that's what those guys had.
But yeah. Anyway, back
remember
to.
Remember that?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just, you talk about, remember, and you could look it up sometime, when they used to have that can of stuff you'd spray on your head.
Spray hair, yeah. I don't know what it was called, but...
Was that real?
Yeah.
I mean...
It was like...
as seen on TV?
So yeah, yeah, one of those things.
They were
yeah.
like these little... I don't even know what you would call it.
I just saw the... And then, you know... And it's funny because they'll show you the before and after. And like the guy, he's got like a bummed out look on his face. You know, any hair. Then they spray it on. Fun guy's grinning from ear to ear. Like, I'm going out and get some pussy.
Yeah. I've seen people get hairlines tattooed.
That's yeah. a horrible
I think
move.
That's
what?
People get their hairline tattooed, like a buzz cut tattooed.
So he would, if like right now, he would pull his hairline further, but they would just tattoo.
Yeah, it would just be.
So he's
dots.
A tattoo head with hair.
So then, if he would go fully bald, he would have to tattoo.
I'd have to tattoo
whole
my whole skull, like a whole fucking buzz cut, or like a one cut. Or I don't know.
Anyway, what would wow. I ask my future self? I'd probably say, ooh, Soup, you got one?
Was going to culinary school worth it? Yeah, I haven't gone to culinary school. So I would ask him.
I think that's a waste
the
of
dumbest,
a question.
That honestly, what? Listen, I love
Why
you.
Why would you ask something that you don't know?
That's the dumbest thing
maybe,
I've ever heard.
Maybe
he said to culinary school.
No, he's banking. So hold on. This is so
should I go to culinary
so
school?
This is so layered that it's. He's banking on his he's banking on the time that he asked the question from right now to whenever his future self is, that sometime in between then he's gone to culinary school.
Yeah, he has no idea.
And
no
he wants
idea.
To know if it's worth it. If it was worth it.
Yeah.
So not only does he not know if he went, he doesn't know if it was worth it.
I'd probably look.
Is that in your cards right now?
No, not even close.
Let's say that they're 70.
Asking 70-year-old myself a question. Okay. So that's 44 years from now. I would say, I don't know. I'd say, hey, future me. Anything else? Is there something I should have done in my late 20s?
I think that's good one. That was something I was going to say. I was going to say what...
Because that's coming up. Like
what
my late 20s.
What do you regret the most from age 25 to whenever you
Yeah,
are?
That's a good question. I'd ask him. I'd say, hey, future me. What would you change from... How old I am now to how old
ooh,
you are.
Ooh, you could say what tragic historical events have happened in.
I don't want to know that.
But then you could stop it though.
Yeah,
if you say, give me the date and the location.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right.
If a guy goes and bombs a CVS, I could run in and hit the guy over the head with a hammer.
But I feel like if you stop it, then something else worse might happen.
Well, I mean, if you
save CVS from getting blown up, now Walmart gets blown up.
Job. I think this is a good one. I would just say, what should I focus on? I think
that's good. That's a good one. I like
that.
Because
they'll know. 70-year-old you will
Yeah, because you could look back and say, man, I should have just focused on something instead of fucking off.
If I get two questions, can I ask him if the Pirates win a World Series?
No, you don't want to know that.
It's only one question.
Spoil it. You're right. I don't want to know that.
Yeah. Well, then you could bet on it.
Yeah,
that
then,
year.
Then,
yeah,
then
I still don't
then
know.
Then how bummed out would
you
be if he
plus
says no?
$1,500 on that.
Right, Job. That'd make me sick.
But I like your example, Job, because imagine you'd be a hero because you bludgeoned a potential terrorist.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know.
With a hammer.
But, John, you would go to jail because they didn't do the thing.
Well, yeah, but he had a bag full of dynamite.
Yeah, you're right.
That he was going to blow up the store with dynamite.
Then, you know.
You guys ready for the next question?
What?
We got telemarketer?
No, I think it's my doctor's office. I think they're supposed to be telling me that I have an appointment on Friday.
Okay.
It's just usually an automated thing. But
would you like to ask your future self how the doctor appointment went?
Well, I'm just going to get my EKG, make sure I'm still in regular rhythm.
Ticker's all right?
As long as I'm still in regular rhythm. So,
boy.
But that's
I walked 6 miles yesterday down on the path. Great scenery, by the way.
I did too, and I went as fast as I could.
Did you see the half the spine?
No, I saw two ducks had a little baby with them up by the dam.
You guys walked the same path?
Yeah, up past the dam.
He never calls me to fucking walk. Well, I saw one time we walked, we had a great time.
You have to drive to get to the path. You don't,
yeah.
Right,
well,
Chris?
Yeah, because...
Well, from where I live, no, I could access, but I try to go up north, so I drive to the dam.
But I have to go down to the field then go. But
where'd you start?
24th Street.
Did you go north?
Went north 6 miles. Well, 3 and 3.
What time did you go?
It's a little before 4. It's probably 4, probably 3:45.
So you did radio?
Yeah, did radio, came home, showered, and then went on a walk.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
Fuck. I wonder. I mean, I was up there. Did you didn't see those two the baby little?
No, I mean I saw geese, but I didn't see any ducks.
No, I saw like the little baby.
Uh-uh.
Did you go up past the dam?
Yeah, I went way. I went up all those silos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw half a spine.
Oh,
did you really?
Yeah. Like a deer.
Deer
or
spine.
Where was
yeah.
the other half?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody took it.
Yeah, sometimes that happens in the summertime, and that dead shit just lays there in the sun. God,
man,
it
smells great. Anyway, so you're gonna ask what? Let's go back through.
Okay, so do you guys believe in if it's meant to be, it'll be like if
like if fate is real? Like,
you ever heard that?
Like in Final Destination, a guy's meant to die, so no matter what, they find ways
in any phase.
Sure. Like, I don't know.
But we're all meant to die.
Well, maybe not necessarily.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
wait, do you believe in... what's the full question?
Yeah, run back.
Do you believe that things are meant to be, like it's like destined? Yes. 100%. Like if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Yes, 100%. I think everything happens for a reason.
I don't doubt that things don't happen for a reason. But if I learned that I'm going to get hit by a train in 2 days, I think I could avoid a train track and not get hit by a train.
I agree with that. I'm also saying that I think we have an unlimited amount of paths to go down. If you picked up right now and said, I'm pulling the trigger, I'm going to LA, right? Like, now you go down this whole other path that it's there for you, and there's something that's meant to happen for you down that path. Make sense? Like, I think there's multiple paths of fate.
But you're saying, that I was meant if it's to, meant that to no be, matter what, I didn't have the option. I was going to go to L.A. regardless.
Yeah. Okay, exactly.
And you just made a quick decision and said, you know what?
But the final destination would be the same thing no matter what path you took.
So I was always meant to reach that destination.
Yeah, but I think you can get there different ways. Like, I don't think it's a straight route, like, for you to get to your final destination.
If we were able to see a cosmic calendar and the end goal is...
Let's just say point A.
Where I'm going to... All right, say...
Point A is when you were born.
Okay, and then point B, I'm going to get hit by a bus and die.
No. Well, is that what you're
saying?
That's
the end. I mean, I'm alive, I'm born, and then I die.
Okay. So, within that, from point A to point B, let's just say there's a straight line right here. You can go point A, point 1, point 2, point 3, point 4, 4, all these different routes.
See,
and still get to B.
No, but the point would be then that if you were born, whatever path that you take from A to B, that path is the sole path you were meant to take. There are no options there.
No.
No,
I don't think so. I believe in fate, and I think there's different ways you can get there. That's what I believe in.
Do think things happen for a reason, though. I mean, I don't know what the reason might be, but I don't know that things. I don't know that necessarily that your end goal is predetermined.
Yeah, but what Soup? Maybe he, you know. Here's point A is when you're born, and point B was when you die. Right, when you get hit by the train or the bus, but you could get hit before that because if you were going to straight too, he was going all these different paths.
But that's also to say then is the end goal where you never meant to get hit by a train, where you meant to get hit by that that's your end goal. Maybe that was, you know.
But did you get hit because you were careless, or it was just
maybe one come right through the door, right through the wall, smush me. I don't know. I think things do happen for a reason. Again, I don't know if things happen. You don't?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
We're too complex.
So you don't think? All right. I'll give an example here. You're driving up. You're driving up Two Mile Hill, and you feel your tire explode on the front left tire.
Okay.
Pull over the side of the road. You're pissed. You're slamming shit. It's ruined my day. I didn't get to go to work. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then you find out that an hour later when you would have made it to work, your work exploded.
But I don't think that's destiny to me. I don't believe
you don't think it was meant that your tire explodes and then you pull off the side of the road.
Yeah, because the same thing if you change your flight and the flight you were supposed to be on wrecked and
slams
exploded
into the side of a mountain.
I think that's just being lucky. You just got lucky.
I think luck and fate is the same thing.
So does that mean you were meant to live?
Both of them.
If you were meant to, because you switched flights in your original flight.
Yeah, you were meant to switch. Like you were meant to something. You were meant to be late to that flight, or meant to miss it.
I didn't get in full control of it all. Like, I don't think anything's predetermined. Can't be half and half. It's either predetermined or it's not.
Well, I think you have free will. For sure, I think you have free will. But I think there are also elements that influence your free will that make you do...
No, like someone that died from drug overdose, that wasn't... I don't think that's predetermined. I think that's just somebody that just made horrible decisions.
Right.
So I think...
Well, that's like, what I'm saying. I think there's half and half. I think there's different routes for you to go down.
Things happen for a reason to a certain extent, exactly. I guess. Because if things happen for a reason, like outside of your control, that's probably a better analogy. So things outside of your control happen for a reason. For like if I shovel a handful of cocaine in my mouth, that's because I chose to do that.
How he's eating cocaine.
But like if I
shovel a handful of cocaine, would that do something to you?
Yeah, I'm sure it would do something. But if I do that, I'm directly influencing that. If I walk out of here and a guy hits me over the head with a brick of cocaine, then that happened for a reason.
But I think you put yourself in a position to get hit in the head by that cocaine.
What if I'm at Kroger and a guy...
You're probably hanging out with the wrong people.
Which one do you think is more detrimental to Jubb's life? If he shovels it into his mouth or some guy hits him with it outside?
I probably shovels it.
I would say the guy hitting you, because my next guess is you're losing a kidney or some other stuff.
Well, you got a strong dome, though. It'd probably shovel it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your next immediate reaction... Wait, is a brick of cocaine, like, if you're getting hit with that, that's a brick, right? Like, it's solid?
I don't handle cocaine. I don't know.
Aren't they just in bags?
I think it's just like the cellophane.
If you get hit with that, what's your next reaction? Are you fighting?
Is he knocked out?
Is it fight or
flight? Well, how hard is he hit? Does it explode?
You're not knocked out. You're just, it stumbles.
Stuns me?
Stuns you, yeah.
I'd say, yeah, exactly. I'd turn around.
Fighting or
flight? Is he aggressive?
Yeah, let's say 5'11", 175.
That doesn't make you aggressive.
I'm getting there. 5'11", 175. He's been on some stuff today. Kind of aggressive.
So he's just whacked cocaine. Out. But yeah. Is he directly aggressive to me?
He thinks he's finding you because you owe him money. He's looking for some guy that looks just like you.
He mistakes me for somebody.
Mistakes you, yeah.
And he starts
saying... You give him a hug and say,
this is destiny. Where's my money?
Where's my money?
Fight or flight.
I'd say, buddy, I don't know what you're talking about. I wouldn't fight him immediately.
Smacks you again.
Then it's go
time. Well, but he picked the wrong day. You know why? Because you left and you had that hammer in your hand.
I was going to stop the guy at CVS.
Stop the terrorist. Exactly. So... And then you bludgeon him.
Exactly.
And you take his cocaine.
So you're telling me
so
some guy hitting you with something, it's going to take you twice to get hit before you react.
Well, it depends. I mean, if a guy hits me over the head with something and I see him come at me and he's aggressive and he hits me over the top of the head with something, then yeah, well, then it's on. But if I'm walking and I get hit behind... And I don't necessarily know the intention. Maybe he fell. Maybe something fell and hit my head. Then I got to assess the situation. What if some grandma falls off of like her walker and elbows me in the side?
Can you imagine having a conversation with the guy after he hit you and then he just hits you again?
Then it's go time.
Or say you're walking down a busy sidewalk with somebody and it doesn't matter. Just say you're a short fuse kind of guy. Something falls from a building and hits you in the back of the head. It stings real hard. It pisses you off. You had a fight. And you just turn around and clock the first person you see.
it's some old woman.
And because you thought she did it.
Just lay her out.
She's laying there and her cane goes flying. I mean, what do you do? Just keep walking?
Her cane.
Or you knock her out of her wheelchair. I don't know. There's a lot of scenarios that probably never going to happen. Oh. But they're funny to talk about.
They are. All right, so final vote. I vote things outside your control happen for a reason.
No.
Wait, what?
Things outside of your control happen for a reason. So I can't control whether...
Well, this is something else. Like if you're saying things inside your control happen for a reason, then inside their control happens for a reason. The next people that it's happening because of that.
No, I'm saying like if a guy comes up to me and shoots me in the back of the head.
Boy, your poor head, Chubb. Can we say shot in your foot?
No, I'm saying, but if somebody just comes up to me and shoots me,
it's out of your control.
That's out of my control. That might be his control.
Why'd everything be horrific?
But that's the choice that he made.
Correct.
So it's not his fate. It's my fate. He was not, to me, I don't think he's...
This is getting too complex.
I don't think...
Chris, I don't understand. I'm lost.
I just wanted... Go ahead. But things that are meant to happen. They're part of your control.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you're driving that truck that has 400 and...
Correct.
How many thousand miles?
410,000.
Okay. Now, you've been noticing lately the brakes are kind of iffy.
Yeah.
And you've kind of neglected it, but it's still you still were able to stop the truck. But one day you were in a hurry and you went up to the Highlands, had to get something, another hammer, and so you came down the hill in the truck and the brakes gave out. You swerve over into the median, you flip up in the air, and then you hit a tree and you explode and die. Is that something that was meant to happen because you neglected your maintenance on your truck?
I'd say yeah, because it's in my control to, like, I don't know. That's a good question.
I have an half.
I don't believe it.
That's a good question.
It's all BS.
No, that's a good question because I had control to change my brakes, but yeah. I just didn't. But maybe it was out of my control that I was in a rush that day and I couldn't change my brakes. So
well,
I had to
you
run.
Know what, though? Your one ex-buddy would probably say, yeah, well, that's what he gets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's the guy that was talking about shaving his head.
Thanks.
He's not even listening.
All right, so let's go around. Final vote. Things happen to reason out of our control.
Fuck no. It's all in your control.
Yes.
In some instances, yes.
I agree. Some instances, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you can just go half and half, but...
All right, moderator.
All right.
Cools, you're really good at this, honestly, because your questions are leading to great conversations.
Thank you. I came up with them myself. What's the worst advice you've ever been given?
Ooh.
Don't eat that extra cheeseburger.
I'll tell you what. no, that...
The worst advice?
Worst advice.
We could do worst and best if you want.
Don't choke up with two strikes.
I'd say something along.
I don't know. That's the first thing that popped.
I'll give you my example because this was funny to me. One time, I won't say who it was. It was your dad. said if you have a hangover, just keep drinking the next day.
Hair of the dog. That's good advice.
I think that's horrible advice.
That's great advice.
But why are you saying that's bad advice?
Because that's how you become an alcoholic.
No, but that's not how.
There's also a thing called hair of the dog where you're not drinking to get drunk the next day.
You're having
day.
Like five sips.
You're just taking a boom and then
Do you know what hair of the dog is?
I'm assuming that means you drink when you're hungover.
It comes from people that used to say you would get bit by a dog and you would get rabies. They would say the way to fix it is to eat a piece of the hair from the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The issue is you got hurt by something, take in more of it to fix it. It's just like alcohol, right?
If I get shot, I don't need another bullet. Just to...
the hair of the dog doesn't work in that situation.
Hey, shoot me again if you feel better.
Shoot my foot. You just blew my head off.
Yeah, that's cool. It's going correct. Hair of the dog does not work in that situation. But with alcohol, if you drank 15 beers and you're hungover, have one Bloody Mary and it'll fix itself.
No, because
But the problem with who gave that advice?
Coach.
The problem with it, and I've been with him before, when he's had to have the hair of the dog, then a lot of times we just go do the same goddamn thing. We don't just stop it. Because the first one tastes like shit. Second one's still not. And like the third one, like, boy, it's starting to taste better. And then you're in the same
area. So the hair of the dog becomes the full dog.
Yeah. Oh, just no eat
doubt.
The dog.
No doubt. I'm glad you brought that
That's
up.
That's a good. I like that. I mean, I guess it depends on who you are, but for you, yeah.
But then I feel like it just creates a never-ending cycle. That's why I think it's bad.
Yeah, but you're not drinking that to get hammered.
You're getting
hammered the next day. You vomit. You
pass
out.
It's based off the guy that gave me the advice, though.
All right.
Well, Coles, I think though what he means, and I like if you were on a trip with your buddies, you guys go somewhere, mm-hmm. you know, Friday night you pound them and you feel like shit, but you're still there for another 2 or 3 days, then you do that. Like I don't like get like drunk on like a Saturday or Sunday night, and then like the only way I'm gonna feel better on Monday is drink more
Like right before work, you just pound it.
Right. But like when we're gonna go to Ocean City, there'll probably be a couple days where we don't feel like. Too well after the night before, but we'll go at it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I think definitely the circumstances play into that.
So you're saying if I'm on a vacation, I get destroyed the first day. That when I wake up the next day, I said, have a drink to kind of
not right away, but yeah, after you get up, shower, get something to eat, and then like, well, let's go back at it again.
Yeah.
And then usually you do feel better.
I'm being a hypocrite here because I've never actually done it.
Yeah.
I've never tried to cure it that way.
Do you think it's because it's just so repulsive when you get up and you've...
I think it doesn't cure it, though. That's where I think it just puts it off for the next day.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've drank multiple days in a row.
Well, I think it's when we've gone on a couple trips, and especially like in Ocean City, it's a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the point is you overload yourself with alcohol. You like I said, you vomit. You don't remember the night. You wake up. You feel like tear. Your head's pounding. You're just drinking to like get you like get the brain kind of similar to back where it was, and then you come off of it in a less of a hard angle. Hmm. Like you wean off of it.
I guess I just don't agree.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, but along those lines, and I haven't done this very often, but the people were talking about advice with drinking, like we're drinking a cup of waters before you go to bed, or when you're drinking during the evening, drink whatever you're drinking, then have a glass of water, and then
like keep two on. Beers to one like, water.
No, bullshit. No, no, I'm not saying that, but I.
Well, you think it's just fate if you're going to be hungover or not?
And your dad, Coach, usually says to me, I'm not buying into that shit. It just takes time to get out of your body for you to feel better. So whatever, you know, someone said, well, I drank a Gatorade before I went to bed. Well, I don't subscribe to that.
I mean, I think
it does work for some people. The only thing you just piss all night.
Yeah.
The next day, you just got to drink water. Yeah. That's it. The next day, just drink water and then you're good. If you're hammered, if you're on the verge of blackout hammered, there's not much you can do to.
If you stay up long enough, it'll fix itself.
Well, yeah, but that's just time and your body working it out. That's not like.
So there's something
you mean after drinking a bunch, you're still awake, but you stop drinking?
Yeah, like I've done that before. I've drank and then been home and stayed up till like 4 or 5 in the morning, and then by that time I'm feeling okay.
Yeah,
but that's just because it's either I'm drinking waters while I'm doing whatever I'm doing, or I don't think. I think all that. What's that called? What's old wives' tales? I don't think any of that stuff's work. Same thing with fucking pickle juice and cramps.
He's just a hater.
My worst advice I've ever been given. I was gonna say the best thing that came to mind, but I think that's a question on there, so I'll save that for later. But the worst advice I've ever been given would probably be something along the lines of I don't want to say behave, but like in high school and like college, like do the right thing. Well, that
really?
No, that's not what I'm being. Sorry. When it comes to like partying and going out late and drinking and all that kind of stuff. Like the worst advice would be like, I don't know. I guess it's not bad advice because it's not like
anything. No, because I mean, you don't want to go out and be a fuckhead, but
yeah, I guess that's not bad.
See, I think that ties into some of the best advice I got, was just to try everything at least once.
Wow. That's great, yeah.
In most cases.
Yeah, and to some degree.
And I think I've done that throughout my life.
You haven't skydived yet?
Yet. I really want to bad, yeah.
You haven't been to Europe yet?
I'm going this summer.
What's the worst advice? I don't know the worst advice.
That's mine, actually, that thing about it. My worst advice was that you really need to get a dog.
What? Really?
And then I did.
Do you think believe that Toby. Now though? You like Toby though?
Oh yeah, but just it's you just mean so just much
overall.
Oh, the dog himself, he's awesome, but just the cleanup and
it's a lot of work
and the shit that you. I mean, I had to pay for a surgery.
Is it harder to take care of a dog than a kid?
Oh, wow. Well, at least when the kid shits, it's in a diaper. The dog shits on a fucking carpet.
Chris, at some point, the kid becomes self-sustaining.
Yeah.
He can function on his own.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say I regret getting Toby, but that wasn't good advice. But I went and got him anyway. And
I got a good one. Don't worry about money. Like, don't, like, if you're going to go spend, like, don't worry about spending money. I hate that. I hate when people tell me
I think
that.
You worry too much about spending
it. Well, because at some point, like everybody needs money to some degree. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have an excess of money, then okay. But if like, I don't have a... Like, this is all I do, so I have no money to, like, splurge. So at one point, if I don't have money, it's going to run out. So, like... Don't worry about it. Just have fun. Go spend your money. Go buy what you want. I hate that advice. I think that's the worst advice.
Yeah, but I think you can always make more money, though.
I'll tell you another terrible advice I got from Dave Ramsey.
The business guy.
He told me.
You met him?
No. This is in a video that we watched. We watched a video for a school thing. This could also be good advice, but also could be bad. But I've been told from a bunch of different people, this is a terrible thing to do. I don't have a credit card. Like, I do not have a credit card. Mm. I have no credit to my name. I have no credit score just because I don't have a credit card. I've only used my debit card, which has been directly to my bank account for my whole life. And I don't plan on getting a credit card. But my mom says, like, or whoever tells me, like, you need to have a credit card so you can buy a car, so you can buy a house,
build your credit up.
And I've been told you need to build your credit, But then I think back at Dave Ramsey, who told me, you don't need a credit card. Buy everything with cash. Use your debit card. Build up the money. Save the money. You can buy it through cash. And now that I'm thinking about it, and I think that might not have been the best thing to do.
Well, yeah, because you can just pay off your credit card. So what's...
But it was like something... I can't remember the full lesson, but it was like... Just being in debt is bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, the credit card companies make their money from the interest rate. So if you don't pay your credit card off.
Yeah, as long as you stay on top of it.
And fuck, what are the rates now? Like 26%?
It's unbelievable.
This sounds stupid. This is going to sound really dumb, but I have no idea how a credit card works.
So if you pay, let's say you spend $100 this month on your credit card.
So if I buy a 50 pack of Celsius.
Let's say they're $100 and you don't pay it off, right? You spend it and you don't have the money.
So next year, next month, I got to pay $100.
Don't you? There's like a minimum payment in there.
Now next month it would be $126 you owe.
So, but at the where's the money go to? Just the credit card company? So at the end of the month, I just put $120 in a letter and send it to them.
Nope, everything's online now. Yeah, I think you can. I just have an app.
And I get connected to my bank, and
they make their big money job when they give people limits of $5,000.
But if you have the money, why would you have a debit card or a credit card? Like, if you have...
So you can build up your credit.
There's perks, like cash back.
Mm-hmm. But if you have the money, like, if you have the money to buy a car with cash, why would you need a credit card?
I don't think you would need one.
But a lot of people don't have...
What if you have
$90,000 they can just throw into a... Or, like, $50,000 they can just throw into a car, so you need to borrow money.
And then pay it over time. But, I mean, like, I've seen... speaking of Dave Ramsey, a lady called into Dave Ramsey, and she was, like, her and her husband, like, $210,000 worth of debt.
Good debt or bad debt?
School, mortgage, then like out like external stuff like vacations, that kind of stuff.
Rough.
I would just be afraid that like I would have this basically unlimited money at your disposal.
But as long as you pay it off, you're good.
Yeah, and you're good with your money. Yeah. Like you're responsible. You would know if I spend $250 this month on my credit card, it needs paid off on the 28th before the interest rates hit.
Right, and then if it gets too high, then you're just going to be, I mean, just...
You're buried.
If you're making minimum payments every month, that's never going away. Right. It just keeps building and building.
So what we're saying right now, if I bought a car for $90,000 on my debit card or on my credit card...
I don't think you can do that.
No.
I don't think you can use a credit card to buy a car.
Well, then what the fuck is a credit score? What does that do?
Your credit score helps you buy the car, helps you buy the house.
So how do you buy a car?
It shows that you're reliable.
It shows that you're reliable.
That so you're good for your payments.
Yeah, you're high risk, low risk.
If you have a low credit score, it means you're not paying shit.
Well, I know that, but
if your car is $50,000 and you have, let's just say, $30,000, in the bank saved up, you paid $30,000.
People listen to this.
You would take out a loan. You would take out your loan for the other $20,000. I don't even know what type of loan that is from the bank. Now you're paying the bank back that $20,000 because you had to pay that car company all $50,000. They're not just giving you the car.
Okay, so there's the bank is the middleman for the credit card company.
I'm not an idiot.
I promise you, I'm not an idiot.
Did I just get a whole fucking financial lesson? I mean,
no, but I just don't. I could be wrong. I never have understood the point of debit card or credit cards. I've never understood
it
that.
Just shows to be reliable shows, yeah, for your payments.
Helps you build your credit.
So like I could spend, what's the most you can spend on your credit card?
I mean, every credit card is different. Yeah. People's limits are different. Some people have unlimited, I think.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Great cools. Some credit cards that you don't have a limit?
They all have a limit.
No, I think
you can't spend like $4 billion on a credit card.
Hang on.
Every credit card got to have some kind of limit.
Is that our third question? Was that our third question?
Yeah.
I've asked.
40 credit cards.
Yeah. You got to. You rolling?
Unlimited.
Oh, no, tomorrow. Night.
Tomorrow. Mm.
Hmm?
Unfortunately, there are only a few cards that advertise no preset spending limit.
Now, why does it say unfortunately?
Because I don't think many credit cards are going to say, here, you can spend an unlimited amount.
Also, yeah, if you have a debt, if you have a credit card and you spend, like, I don't know, if you have a $200,000 worth of credit card debt, could you just say your bank, do you just claim bankruptcy?
Well, I'd probably take all your shit.
What does that mean?
Come take your house and everything.
They take your shit if you claim declare bankruptcy?
I don't, dude. You're asking, dude. I'm not a fucking financial advisor. I just love fucking basic. Yeah,
this one says Chase Inc. Business Premier Preferred Credit Card offer the best opportunity to access $100,000 credit limit.
But what? Okay, so somebody could spend $100,000 in a month.
Sounds like it.
If you got the money to do it.
But then why would you have a credit card?
Maybe like a business would want to spend because that.
You don't want to fucking carry around $100,000 in your pocket.
What about your debit card? What if I just go up, my debit card has fucking $6 million.
Yeah, you can't. But the whole purpose of it is to build your credit score. Yeah,
right.
But if you have the money, why do you need a credit card? Because if a guy's making $100,000 a month and he has a credit card that the limit is $100,000
a month. I think you're talking about people that are beyond like, that doesn't apply to you. You're talking about the normal citizen. Right,
I'm
now
talking about this circumstance. Why the fuck?
I don't live that life, but I'm saying, I don't know.
Why would a person need $100,000 with the credit cards, whatever, spend $100,000 of credit cards?
Go watch
whatever
a Dave Ramsey YouTube video.
But I'm saying,
you're going to have to get him on for an interview with all the money.
But why would a millionaire need a credit card?
Maybe they don't.
Because if they pay it back, if they pay it off each month, they get, millionaires probably get unbelievable perks on their credit cards.
Like what? What
points,
do we get? Do they get free
flights,
food?
Yeah. Free hotels, free food, cash back.
No
job.
Job.
Yeah, oh yeah. I get flight points on mine.
If you spend $20,000 this month on a credit card that has unbelievable perks and you,
my best perk?
And you pay it off, cash back.
What's cash back?
A ton of cash back on my,
how much cash,
card.
What is cash back?
Probably for every $1,000 you spend, you get $5, maybe something like that.
So I have to spend $20,000 to make $20.
Okay, I'm off.
He's got to spend $100,000 to make $6.
Like, what do you make back in like on average in a cash?
I've never really looked on it, but right now, I've had a Discover card since 2000.
Okay,
and I've had it, and I use it for mostly just for work stuff because I've used a ton of them, but right, like currently, like I have almost $1,000 in cash back.
Really?
Yeah. So it adds up. I mean, I don't know how much I'm making a month.
We're not trying to fuck you over.
No, but
it's, go get a
I'm
fucking
not
credit
saying
card.
You are, but I just don't. I don't understand.
Were you a I'm not downloading Venmo kind of guy?
No, I do that.
No, yeah. But how long? Like, were
no,
you?
No, I had a PayPal account by the time I was like 14.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, my mom.
I was against credit cards
because my mom was big on PayPal because she's like afraid of some
scammer,
like, company taking all our money. Mm. So I just do that.
What a fucking lesson that was, my God.
Yeah.
Listen,
number
one.
So you don't have a credit card.
People are probably fucking screaming at me.
Get a fucking credit card.
If you listen to this, please go to our Instagram and DM us some knowledge about your credit card.
Maybe if you're an affluent banker or some sort of
credit
card company.
Actually, if you just listen to all that, go to our DMs and Instagram and just send us your credit card and let's see how it works.
Yeah. And we'll see how much we can spend.
Yes.
Let me see the front and back of it.
Yes, just so we know how it works.
Yeah.
We're not going to do anything.
Security.
Yeah. Just send us a picture of the front and back, like Cool said, so we can give it to Joe.
Send us your ID too.
Yes, yeah, your school ID,
maybe
your passport.
Your
passport.
Send us
your get their social.
Social, yeah.
No, we don't need your social.
Yeah, shit. Throw us a social.
Just we'll give me your fucking keys to your house while you're at it.
Yeah. How many
questions do I need to ask, Jeb?
Well, usually we do three, that's it. Yeah.
Wow.
Any wrap awesome up?
Are you excited for the WNBA debut of Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, she's going to score a lot.
Hey, Jeb's feel upset about that tonight.
I'm not upset about it.
He doesn't want
success
for her.
Why right now do people care? Like, so people, you didn't give a shit about the WNBA for 10 years.
No, and now I all still of a sudden don't care. She's I just there. Think it's cool. Just, it's probably the only game I will ever watch, if I even watch it tonight.
What if she goes out and she's a turd?
Again, the WNBA's fucked. I mean, I just think it's cool that, like, she's like almost like a trailblazer. She's bringing all this attention to it. Yeah.
And she's like the biggest talking all of college basketball, men or women. And then she's brought them to new heights. How did you get mad because all the hoopla, you were getting tired of it?
I just wish people would behave. That's it.
But she's not, like, beating people up on the court. She's just...
I don't like the way she behaves.
I mean, we have different...
Listen, I don't know what she's like. I don't know how she is as a person. I'm sure she's a wonderful person that is in her personal life. I'm sure she's got a lot of friends. Her family's great. I don't know about her dad, but...
If she walks in the door right now, are you excited to meet her?
No. Well, number one, I probably wouldn't recognize her when she comes to the
door. That's BS.
You would recognize Caitlin
Clark?
I mean, no.
Yeah, that's bad. I think you definitely would recognize Caitlin Clark. She does kind of look normal, though.
Yeah, she's like a normal person.
What? She's pretty
now, awesome. If LeBron came in here and ducked through the doorway, then yeah. Then
that door ain't 6'7".
Would you be happy if you walked in
here? Would you have your hammer here if LeBron?
No, I honestly couldn't tell you one thing LeBron. I don't even know what his voice sounds like. I've never.
You don't like LeBron, right?
I'm not. We're almost done. I'm not going to get into it.
But if he would have come in here, would you like be a little starstruck, or would you be like, go fuck yourself, right?
And I wouldn't say a word to you. I mean, it'd be impressive to see. I mean, the guy's like, 6'8", chiseled out of stone. But then looking at him makes me ill.
I think that maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I,
yeah,
as
old.
Far as outside of, and we can wrap this up because we are getting the end here, but I am very more open-minded to people in general. Like, outside of their profession. Like, if you're a dick in your profession, if Caitlin Clark, she's acted like an idiot on the court, I'm not cool with that. What?
Job, she's a good hooper. She can act however she wants.
No, see, that's what I disagree with. I totally disagree with
but
that.
But how was she acting that was so bad? That's what...
Her pain,
when
her,
she
her
go, when she's always...
That's been, bad.
Like that.
Yes. She shouldn't be acting like that.
I don't like that. Like, but, hitting her head with the ball. Fucking... I think if you're great, if you're a phenom, if you're a trailblazer, like you said, be a trailblazer for, like, for positivity, being a good person, like, behaving on the court.
99% of the time.
Well, I'm not saying she's not off the court, but I'm saying on the court, display yourself like that. Michael Grove goes on the mound, does his job. He's a great guy off the field, great guy on the field. I heard terrible things about, like, pitchers in the MLB that are fucking assholes. Like dudes that in the MLB that are pieces of shit when they're on the field. Like, if you're a coach that's a dick on the field, if you're a player that's a coach in the dick that's a dick on the field, whatever, regardless of the sport, I think that's not cool. Like, you could be the nicest guy, and I'll be friends with you off the
Can
court.
Can you celebrate on the court? Like,
yeah, but kind to of, like, a degree, like, Nick Chubb. I use you as an example because you point him out all the time.
He's the classiest football player in the league.
Scores a touchdown, puts the ball down.
Unbelievable. What? No, I agree, Job. He is. That's
score
you're right,
a touchdown.
I just think it's boring.
But why does it have to be fucking look at me? Fucking here's right, my nuts.
Exactly.
Like,
Job.
Like, whip my wiener out.
Like, just, that? Like, does that like make celebration? You feel any better because, like, Mike Evans scored, but then
he has his own signature celebration. I think
what
it's
is
sick.
It?
I have to forget.
But does that make
like,
the touchdown
he, like,
more
it up
special to you?
If he scores a touchdown, you're not like, so. All right, so the touchdown happens, you're going, oh, God. Then he does a celebration, they go, yes!
Well, I'm celebrating with him as he scored the touchdown, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you've
seen me play sports. I celebrate the fuck out of everything.
I know, but I think you do that because you've seen players do that.
Probably.
Job, here's my thing about Caitlin, though. There's other girls that are doing that, but the camera's not on them.
Yeah, so I agree. I think even if but the fact that the camera, she knows the camera's on her.
Yeah.
People know the camera's on her.
I mean, you don't think that's a lot of pressure to have the entire world watching you?
I think it is an enormous, I think it's an enormous honor to be able to be at the eyes and the ears of everybody in the nation and the world. I think you should carry that with a weight. Like,
I think it just shows she cares. Not sure she'd be doing it every time. No.
But she's all those times she played on her home court or 19,000. I mean, how many women's games are sold out? you know.
I don't disagree that she's a great player and she's done incredible things with the sport. I think you should act as a on the field, court, whatever. You just carry yourself as a respectable human being.
And she is.
And I think she is. I think as a human being, she's great. But I just don't think, I don't like that way she acts. And the same thing with, like, fucking LeBron flopping like an idiot.
Oh, gee.
Thank you.
Shut up.
What?
Nothing. We don't got enough time for that.
No. What?
No, don't even go.
Yeah, we won't go.
Wrap it up. I'm in here sweating.
Again, here's another point, though. Fuck it, we'll save it for another time.
By the way, real quick, Michael Grove pitched an inning last night, scoreless inning, 2 strikeouts.
Good. Dog.
You know what he did? Chris, you know what I bet he did? Batter, right into the dugout.
Isn't that a little...
You would assume.
Oh, my God.
Boring?
Yeah, I guess I mean...
But you're going to... Here's the point to that, though. You're celebrating that touchdown, regardless of whether he does a backflip and then pulls his pants down. Like, you're going to celebrate that touchdown.
So if somebody did that, they'd be kicked out of the league for at least 6 weeks.
Didn't what's his name pretend that he did that?
Well, Randy Moss.
Yeah. Randy Moss,
Joe Buck losses.
Oh, he's a pussy,
yeah.
though.
That is absolutely horrible. Yeah, no. See, I don't think that was bad. I think that's funny.
No, that was funny.
Nah, but I don't think you should do that every time you score.
But, like, look, so you're telling me when he scores a touchdown, you don't...
if you're up 50-0, I don't think you should be celebrating. Or if you're down 50-0, but if it's
like
a hype
moment...
You
talking about the Moss thing when he did that? Like,
not specifically that, in general.
So you like the organized celebrations?
Like when a team goes down there?
Yeah.
No, I think that's kind of cool.
Well, I never understood, like, the defense would run 70 yards
run the entire field.
Like, if you want to clap and, like let's go, then that's different. But, like, if you want to go fucking wiener out, like who's down?
Well,
like that,
okay,
like,
I mean, real quick. So, because Mike, when he's a class act, but, like, say, so he comes in never mind, that's a stupid example. I was going to say he's pitching against Ohtani, but they're teammates now. But anyway, who's the guy for the Yankees? Judge?
Yeah.
Judge. Okay, he comes in, his base is loaded, and 2 outs, and he strikes out Judge, and then he fucking really does it.
Yeah, that's okay. Like a let's go.
I love that.
But
that's
like,
what I'm talking about.
What's the one dude, Fernando Rodney, would turn around and fucking do that thing where he'd shoot an arrow?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
But like, why be an idiot and do that? Just end the game, walk into the dugout.
Like Adesanya for UFC when he knocked him out, and he was like that.
Dumbest shit ever.
I think that's sick.
Well. And now, do you like the? I don't know. I know you'll like it. I don't know about soup. Like I think the walk off celebrations are just stupid. And
when he comes in the plate and then the
Gatorade goes flying. I mean,
I love it.
Then there'll be the sideline girl or guy that interviews the guy that won the game, and then they dump them. A lot of times, the reporter gets hit with the water or Gatorade. I mean,
tradition.
I'm all for a team. Celebrating as if it's like a party, like let's go, they're cheering, like jumping on each other. I'm for that, but I don't like the shit where he's down 12 of however many. There's a deficit in the game. He scores a touchdown and he's doing basketball through the legs in the end zone, and then flex is like. Just score. Just give the ball
down
back.
40. Nothing,
and they cut it to 3 touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
That's a look at me guy.
Yeah, like Deontay Johnson would get a first down 20, and here you go.
A tackle guy and then stand over him and then walk. Like, I hate this celebration.
To flex,
and then you walk for like 10 feet.
I'm a big guy of that. I do that.
All right.
If I tackle a guy in minors.
Cool, you got to do the outro.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in to... The Pound Noon Podcast, episode 109. It was an absolute blast with you guys. Jeb, go ahead and take it from there.
No, you got to do it.
I don't know. How else do you back
How
it
do
up?
I say it? You got to do it.
Thanks for coming.
No.
What do I say?
We'll see you next.
We'll see you next week. Episode 110 next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Good enough.
Nice job.